And our last guest on Express Yourself today is John Melvin, an international artist focused on the intersection of ecology and society. He sculpts using upcycled materials and has produced site-specific installations all over the world, including a permanent installation in Utica, New York, called Intro Tree, and a new piece coming to Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico later this year called Man Mountain. John, thanks so much for speaking to KD&K.
Thank you, Gavin, for having me.
Hey, we're excited about inspired art at work in Paonia. Talk about why you are excited to be a part of this event.
You know, it's a good question. I'm really excited to be part of it. One of the things that I see as I travel around is rural America is really struggling with a lot of different issues, climate change being one of them, in particular this region here in Western Slope, and then everything else that kind of goes along with that, changing technology, changing economy. It's all really kind of derivative. So it's exciting to be part of that conversation, to be kicking the hornet's nest a little bit, and it's exciting to be part of the community.
Where's your home base? How long are you here on the Western Slope?
The most popular question for me is, where is my home base? I don't actually have one because of what I do, like you said on the intro. I kind of just go from one gig to the next. I would suppose France is probably a more popular home base for me. I got in on June 1st.
Nice.
And have been, you know, working with a few different partners, a few different community members to craft this project since then, and it's just been a blast.
So for people attending Inspired Art at Work, the symposium in Paonia next weekend, what can they expect to see from you?
For me, they're going to see, I'll be giving a presentation inside of the symposium along with the other artist. And what I'm going to be focusing on is sort of the intersection between consumerism, ecological and economic sustainability, and then sort of drilling down into, unfortunately, one of my favorite issues, which is plastic pollution, because I kind of see it as a manifestation of all those three things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be talking about that, and I'll have a lot of visuals and science and everything else to back it up.
Talk about the term upcycled, or, you know, there's lots of words for that, but the idea that you take materials oftentimes in your work that you can get a hold of from different means and repurpose them. Is that something that inspires you in terms of the creative process? It seems like it could present some limitations, but that can be fun. In artwork.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the more popular rules within contemporary art, is you design a system of rules so you can break it, and that's kind of what I've done. You know, environmentalism or the relationship between nature and culture has always been inspiring to me, and so then upcycling materials is really the more tangible aspect of that concept, and because it's just it's a fact of life. Unfortunately, the 20th century, because of growth socially and economically, we have a lot of landfills out there, and we designed a lot of consumer products without ever really thinking about their demise. We just thought that once we threw it away, that it was away, that away was not here. And now in the 21st century, we're realizing that there is no away, that all the materials are still around. And so it's, for me, it's a practical side. You know, I can make art for, you know, relatively affordable. But then also there's the tangible experience for the audience when I'm using material or whatnot that they encounter or are ignorant of. You know, like with Intro Tree there in Utica, I used, 30,000-40,000 preforms, which are the baby form of single-use plastic bottles.
Mm.
And most consumers have no idea that these things even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's educational, it's pedagogical, and I hope it's empowering for community.
And what about,
that's what Upcycle is, yeah.
What about Man Mountain, the piece that you have coming soon in Puerto Rico?
Man Mountain is a different project. It's really more of a commission there between the client and the developer. We want to talk about, you know, natural ideas and things like that. So the piece is inspired by geodes and caves, because Puerto Rico is actually kind of a hollow island. It's very strange. It's got a mountain and all this kind of stuff, guys. But now we're also really focusing on rebirth because of the devastation from the hurricanes last year and things like that. And so we're kind of going more towards celebratory. We're still negotiating things. I'm negotiating things with curators and everything like that. But the piece is most likely going to be made out of wood, And then we'll either paint it or treat it. We're trying to determine whether it's going to be a permanent piece or not. So it's a bit of a decision by committee process down there. It's a really supportive team, and we're just going to make a solution that'll hopefully empower and enlighten and hopefully sort of put some positive energy back into the community there after the devastation that they've gone through.
And is there a sculpture of John Melvin's that will stay behind in Paonia when you leave to go on to your next place?
Great question. I'm hoping so. I've made, you know, sort of one and a half sculptures. There's one, it's a giant ball of collected drip tape from about four or five local farmers that's suspended inside a wood frame. And I'm currently in negotiations to see if I can get it onto a more visible property.
Mm-hmm.
That bearing that, then we're going to be kind of leaving it behind elsewhere. On property at elsewhere on a 6-month rotation, where it could be a year or two that it'll stay in place. I think that that's kind of necessary in my experience. That for particularly public art as a component of social practice, the community kind of needs time with something. They need to kind of think about it. And so if the piece can stay there for 6 months, that's great. If it can stay there for a couple of years, it's even better, because I think it'll encourage the dialogue about plastic pollution and encourage the dialogue about recycling the drip tape and things like that. And it'll also, hopefully, too, it'll kind of give a little bit more oomph to some of the grassroots organizing that I've been trying to do for getting a recycling program started for the drip tape. So we're working on that. But I think that if we can have a physical thing there, it'll help.
Talking to internationally known sculptor John Melvin, artists participating in the Inspired Art at Work Symposium have been asked a couple of questions, and I want to ask you about those. What is your relationship to the land? You've only got 1 minute.
My relationship to the land is simple. Nature's my church. It gives me spirit, gives me hope, and gives me calm.
I love it. What do you think about the second question being asked with this event? How can we create a resilient economy that's good for the people and the land? Certainly other speakers will be speaking more directly to that, but for you as an artist and an activist, how does that question resonate with you?
It resonates deeply. It's something that I studied in grad school there at San Francisco Art Institute. But, you know, it's really the concept of hybrid thinking. And I think that that, in a nutshell, is the concept, the conceptual approach to the 21st century. As you know, other politicians have said, all options are on the table now. We really kind of have to. We can't think one-dimensionally anymore. We have to think multidimensionally. And we have to see, you know, what kind of hybrid energy production we can do, what kind of hybrid farming we can do, what kind of hybrid economy we can do. Because as you know, the impending climate change reality that we are in, we have to adapt. And adaptation requires a mixing of strategies. It requires a hybrid thinking. And so I think that if we can do that, then I think that the community here, I think Paonia and other communities worldwide dealing with similar issues, can be resilient in the face of these challenges.
John Melvin, for folks who want to check out your work and maybe can't make it to this event in Paonia, how do people find you on the web?
They find me through my website, johnkmelvin.com, johnkmelvin. And then everything is linked from there. I'm in the process of updating, but just about everything's on there. But that's the best way to find me.
Well, thanks so much for talking to Katie and Kay, John. And for folks who want to look into this Inspired Art at Work Symposium, of course, we'll link from katieandkay.org. And you can also go directly to elsewherestudios.org. Really appreciate you taking some time and speaking to Community Radio, John. Thank you.
Thank you so much.